سلام دوستان، امیدوارم حالتون عالی باشه. در خدمت شما عزیزان هستم، سطح ادوانسد، و اولین جلسه سطح ادوانسد رو در خدمتتون هستم. دوستانی که از قبل با من همراه بودن، خب الان رسیدیم به سطح ادوانسد، و عزیزانی که تازه در واقع سطح ادوانسد رو ثبت نام کردن، این اولین جلسه شون هست، پارت اول هستش از کتاب تاپ ناچ 3B. امروز قرار هست در هر سه پارت کار کنیم و در پارت اول صفحات 62 و 63 رو کار خواهیم کرد. Alright. So today we are going to talk about life plans. We are going to actually talk about the best career for you. I don't know about your future plans, but you may have something in your mind that, for example, in future I would like to have this kind of career. I'm interested in, for example, I don't know, teaching. I'm interested in becoming a football player. I don't know. So we're going to talk about different careers here. And what's the best career for you? The first one is work on experiments in a science laboratory. Laboratory. Pay attention to the correct pronunciation.
Laboratory.
Laboratory. So working on experiments in a science laboratory, I don't know if you are interested in this kind of field or not. I'm not that much interested because, I don't know, I'm not much into these kind of things, these kind of careers. So work on experiments in a science laboratory. خب experiment دوستان آزمایش، آزمایشات تجربی که انجام میدی، and that's called experiments. I don't know if you are interested in this kind of career or not, so you may tick. میتونین تیک بزنین if you are interested in it. اگه بهش علاقه‌ای دارین. Next one, I love this one. Write songs. I'm so much into writing songs. I don't know, because I'm into music. I love music, so that's why I'm so much interested in writing songs, but unfortunately I can't. I don't have the knowledge. I don't know if you are interested in it or not. So this is kind of, you know, very interesting. And actually those people who write songs, I think they are so much passionate about their job. Writing songs, همون آهنگسازی هست دوستان. Write songs. Manage a department of a large business corporation. Manage a department of a large business corporation. So, مدیریت کردن، manage اداره کردن، در واقع شرکت بزرگ. Manage a department of a large business corporation. Alright, نمیدونم اینو دوست دارین یا نه. I don't know if you are interested in it or not. So, if you are interested, you can just tick it, right? خب، next one, repair furniture. مبلمان رو تعمیر کردن. Repair. Are you interested in repairing furniture? I'm not that much interested in it. So it's kind of, you know, it needs, at the same time, it needs a lot of, I think, strength. And you should know how to repair furniture. So if you are interested in it, so you can just write it down, say that I'm interested in it, and you can just think about the reason why you are interested in repairing furniture. Next one, be a doctor and care for sick people. Be a doctor. This career is something that I remember when I was in elementary school, actually about 80% of students liked to become a doctor in future. I don't know why, because I have never thought about this, why at that time students, actually I myself loved to become a doctor. I don't know why. I don't know. Some students like to become a pilot, and about 80% of the students, they loved to become a doctor. So, and care for patients or sick people, بیماران, care for, مراقبت کردن. Design the stage scenery for a play. Play همون در واقع نمایش میشه، طراحی کردن. استیج هم که مشخصه، you know what's meaning of a stage, design the stage scenery for a play, teach adults how to read. This is so actually teacher. So are you interested in becoming a teacher and teaching adults how to read or how to write or teaching them any skill they need? So that's, if you are interested in it, you can just take it. Study a company's sales. فروش یک شرکت رو در واقع مطالعه کنین در موردش. Restore antique cars. So antique cars, for example, maybe about the age of antique cars can be about 50 or 60 or sometimes 70 or 80 years. And when a person gets the car and repairs it, right, and restore یعنی ماشینای قدیمی رو میگیرن و بازسازی میکنن، احیا یه جورایی میکنن، بازسازی کردن، restore میکنن و مثل روز اولش میشه. اوکی، so next one, teach science to young people, help families with problems. It's kind of help families with problems, kind of psychologist, right? It's, I think, related to field of psychology, I think. And the next one, manage a company sales representatives, representative نماینده, and make clothes to sell. So designing clothes, that's I think nowadays it's one of the most famous and well-known fields in art that I have seen, that so many adults and young people prefer to study at universities, and they prefer to study clothes designing. So this is a kind of major, this is a kind of field that especially I think women are so much attracted. So if you are interested in making clothes to sell, so you can just take this part. Interpret x-rays and other medical tests. Interpret یعنی در واقع تفسیر کردن، توضیح دادن، تفسیر کنین یک چیز رو. Interpret. Make paintings and sculptures. So this is related to the field of art. Making sculptures, making paintings. I love painting. Actually, I can't paint, but I'm so much into it. I love it. And help couples with their new babies. Start my own business and build houses. So we have different careers here. You can think of some of them that you would like to pursue, to continue in future. You may just write it down and just think it over. Now, next page, we have a conversation, a photo story. So, two friends, actually, I think, yeah, maybe Dr. and secretary, or maybe two friends, they're talking about something. I play the listening part. First you listen, and then we will talk about the new words. All right, so let's go.
Unit 6, Life Plans. Page 63, Exercise B, Photo Story. Read and listen to a conversation about a career choice.
Dr. Miller, I wonder if I could pick your brain.
Sure, Charlotte. What's on your mind?
Well, I always thought I would go to engineering school, but now I'm not so sure anymore.
Well, it's not so unusual for a person your age to change her mind. I must have changed mine 10 times before I settled on medicine. Have you decided on something else?
Well, actually, I've developed an interest in the health field, and since you're a doctor...
Are you thinking of medicine?
Not specifically. Something related that doesn't take that long to study. I know there are some good options, but I'm having trouble making up my mind.
Well, have you given any thought to becoming a physical therapist? It's a great field. You help people, and there's always a job available.
Physical therapy. I should have thought of that. I'll keep that in mind.
All right, so Charlotte starts a conversation. She says, Dr. Miller, I wonder if I could pick your brain. So pick someone's brain is the time that you ask someone for advice about a specific subject. Okay? معمولاً ببینید pick someone's brain برای موقعی هست که یه نفر تو اون فیلد تخصص داره وارده و شما میخواین ازش یه توصیه ای نصیحتی چیزی نظرشو بگیرین. Alright? پس شما از کسی pick your brain میکنین که اون شخص میدونین که تو اون فیلد وارده و اینجا میگه I wonder if I could pick your brain. I wonder if I could pick your brain. خب در واقع خیلی محترمانه داره میگه I wonder if نمیدونم آیا میتونم نظر شما رو در مورد یه موضوعی بپرسم. I wonder if I could pick your brain. پس این جمله جمله خیلی عالیه. اینو حتما یه جا یادداشت کنین. I wonder if I could pick your brain. Sure, Charlotte. What's on your mind? چی تو ذهنته؟ چی میخوای منظورش اینه چی میخوای خوب بپرسی؟ چی تو ذهنته؟ What's on your mind? نمیگیم in your mind. What's on your mind? Well, I always thought, یه همیشه فکر میکردم که I would go to engineering school, but now I'm not so sure anymore. ولی الان دیگه خیلی دیگه anymore. دیگه خیلی مطمئن نیستم راجبش. Well, it's not so unusual for a person your age to change her mind. می خیلی عجیب و غریب نیست که یه نفر سن تو مثلا نظرش رو عوض کنه. Change your mind, change my mind, یعنی نظر رو عوض کردن. I must have changed mine 10 times before I settled on medicine. نه من قطعاً بیشتر از 10 بار نظرم رو عوض کردم قبل اینکه before I settled on medicine. Settle on یعنی تصمیم بگیرین بین وقتی دو یا چند تا آپشن دارین یکی رو انتخاب کنین. اوکی؟ پس settle on something یعنی بین چند تا آپشن یکی رو در نهایت انتخاب کنین. یعنی اینجا منظورش اینه که منم قطعا قبل از اینکه به طور قطعی پزشکی رو انتخاب کنم 10 بار مثلا نظرم رو عوض کردم. Have you decided on something else? یه چیز دیگه ای تصمیم گرفتی؟ Well, actually I've developed an interest in the health field and since you are a doctor, health field یعنی رشته مربوط به سلامتی اینها مثل پزشکی و حالا داروسازی و اینها همشون در واقع health field میشه. Well, actually I've developed an interest. خیلی واژه عبارت جالبیه. خب ببینید به چیزی علاقمند شدن وقتی به یه چیزی علاقمند میشی کم کم این علاقه شکل میگیره. میگیم develop an interest. I've developed an interest in the health field. یعنی علاقه مند شدم. And since you're a doctor و از اون جایی که تو and since نمیگیم اینجا از وقتی که از اون جایی که تو دکتر هستی. Are you thinking of medicine? داری به پزشکی فکر میکنی؟ Not specifically. دقیقا نه. Something related that doesn't take that long to study. یه چیزی که مربوط بهش باشه. Something related that doesn't take that long. Take long یعنی مدت زمان زیادی طول کشیدن که خیلی هم زیاد طول نکشه بخونم. I know there are some good options but I'm having trouble making up my mind. میدونم که آپشن خیلی زیادی هست ولی خیلی سخت تصمیم گیری کنم. Make up one's mind یعنی در مورد یک چیزی تصمیم گیری کردن. I know there are some good options but I'm having trouble making up my mind. یعنی مشکل دارم که بتونم در واقع تصمیم بگیرم. I can't make up my mind. یعنی نمیتونم تصمیم بگیرم. I can't make up my mind. Well, have you given any thought to becoming a physical therapist? Have you given any thought? یعنی فکر کردی به این که Have you given any thought to becoming a physical therapist? It's a great field. دوست عالیه. You help people and there is always a job available. و همیشه شغل هستش که بخوای بگیری. Physical therapy. I should have thought of that. I'll keep that in mind. راجبش فکر میکنم. I'll keep that in mind. یعنی تو ذهنم میذارم. تو ذهنم میسپارم. یعنی بهش فکر میکنم. سعی میکنم یادم نره. I'll keep that in mind. راجبش فکر میکنم. I should have thought of that. یعنی باید بهش فکر کنم. باید بهش فکر میکردم یعنی تو این مدت. I should have thought of that. باید بهش فکر میکردم. حالا این ساختار رو در پارت‌های بعدی با هم دیگه کار خواهیم کرد. خب عبارتی که داشتیم عبارت بچه عالیه. یه دونه اولین عبارت بود I wonder if I could pick your brain. این رو حتما یه جای یادداشت کنین اگه بخواین از یکی توصیه‌ای، نصیحتی چیزی بگیرین و اون شخص در واقع وارد هست اون فیلد از این عبارت استفاده میکنین. I wonder if I could pick your brain. و what's on your mind رو داشتین که عبارت عالی هست. این عبارت رو حتما یه جا یادداشت کنین و مداوم اینها رو مرور کنین. خب و عبارت های دیگه ای که داشتیم، یه عبارت خیلی عالی داشتیم، settle on something، یعنی تصمیم نهایی رو در مورد یک چیز گرفتن. Settle on. Develop an interest، به چیزی علاقمند شدن. Develop an interest in the health field. و عبارت بعدی که ما داشتیم I'm having trouble making up my mind، یعنی سخته که بخوام تصمیم گیری کنم. خب این از عبارتی که اینجا داشتیم. بریم حالا همین عبارت ها رو با معنیاشون که روبروش در پارت بعدی نوشته شده مچ کنیم. Make up one's mind. Keep something in mind. Be on one's mind. Settle on. Change one's mind. And pick one's brain. خب make up one's mind یعنی decide to do something after considering conflicting choices, right? Or decide to do something else. Which one do you think is the correct one? فهم کنیم کدومش درست باشه. ببینی یکم واژه ها به هم دیگه، معناها نزدیک به هم هستش. این رو خیلی خیلی بچه ها دقت کنین. یک بار دیگه چک کنین قشنگ، ببینین که کدوم نزدیک هستش. ببینید میگه که make up one's mind، گفتم تصمیم گرفتن. Okay. Make up one's mind. Keep something in mind. Be on one's mind. Settle on. Change one's mind. Pick one's brain. Someone's brain. خب pick someone's brain که میگفتیم از کسی اگه بخوایم در واقع درخواستی کنیم، نظرش رو بپرسیم، پس میشه ask someone about something, right? Very good. Change one's mind. یعنی تصمیم بگیریم که یه کار دیگه اول انجام بدیم، پس میشه decide to do something else. Alright. Settle on یعنی بعد از این که چند تا آپشن رو بررسی کردیم یکی رو انتخاب کنیم، پس میشه decide to do something after considering conflicting choices. Be on one's mind. یعنی چی؟ Be on one's mind. یعنی to think of something. To think of something. Keep something in mind. به خاطر سپردن. Remember something. و to make up one's mind. Make a final decision that won't change. خب. Now, here we have speaking. Have you ever changed your mind before settling on something? Check any areas in which you have changed your mind. So we have actually different things here. A career or job choice, a field of study, a marriage, a flat or other place to live, the choice of a school or a college. این پنج تا چیز رو نوشته. حالا آدر هم نوشته. حالا از این پنج تا. یکی رو که نظرتون رو عوض کردین، یعنی قبلا مثلا می‌خواستین این کارو کنین و بعدش نظرتون رو عوض کردین و چرا نظرتون رو عوض کردین، صداتون رو ضبط می‌کنین به عنوان تمرین و در مورد یکی از اینها، میتونه شغل باشه، میتونه رشته درسی باشه، میتونه ازدواج باشه، میتونه جایی بر زندگی باشه، یا حالا دانشگاه و مدرسه‌ای که انتخاب کردین که بعداً مجبور شدین نظرتون رو عوض کنین. Alright. و از اون عبارتایی که بالا داشتیم استفاده میکنین. یک صدا، یه فایل صوتی صداتون رو ضبط میکنین، ارسال میکنین و حدود 2 تا 3 دقیقه در موردش صحبت میکنین. از قبل چیزی رو نمینویسین دوستان، یعنی فقط صدا رو ضبط میکنین، در موردش صحبت میکنین. اوکی؟ پس این کار رو انجام میدین، صداتون رو ضبط میکنین، ارسال میکنین و غلطاتون گرفته میشه و تصحیح میشه. این از پارت اول که در مورد لایف پلانز صحبت کردیم. امیدوارم براتون مفید بوده باشه. با هم دیگه بریم 2 صفحه بعدی رو در پارت بعدی کار کنیم. فعلا خدا نگهدار.